Or l'chof tes elul kitzur shulchan aruch. We're learning
Hilchos Erev Bat Shulin. Fasting tomorrow. Can you do? If you didn't today?
Yes, it's not that funny. Real. Yeah. And you should say Beli Neder and you're fasting full chatzos. I know some people fast till Mincha. I'm not quite sure about that. Erev Tavshilin is Simen Kuf Beis. We'll learn Sif Beis, I think. No, Sif. Sif Beis. Sorokhshe Yatavshil Dovish Dakalokhla Mapas. It has to be something that's eaten with bread. But a chosh of a thing. We do eggs, and our eggs used to be chashav. I saw some places say nowadays you really shouldn't take eggs. You should take something like fish or meat. The minhag is always to take something that doesn't spoil, but we have refrigerators. They used to take an egg because you can't have it spoil. It has to be ready to eat and good to eat on Erev Shabbos. You're making the, let's say the normal case is Thursday and Friday, even a chutz laretz. So you have to make Erev Tavshil on Wednesday, and the food has to last till Friday, till you do your preparations. So they didn't have refrigeration, so they used eggs. Eggs didn't spoil.
Ideally, it should last till Shabbos. You can eat them.
No, that's not ideal. It's a minhag. The ideal is not ideal. The necessary is that it be around Friday, when you're doing your malachas in preparation for cooking on Shabbos. It's a minute to eat it on Shabbos, but it doesn't make it more ideal. Anyway, that's why they used to use eggs, and now we have refrigerators. But I don't know. I guess, there's always a chashash, someone, especially if you have kids, someone's bound to eat it before Friday, and then you're in trouble. Besides, so you know, what are you going to do with it? You know, put it in the refrigerator and write on it, Erev Tavshil, and your kid can't read. And he sees something with writing on it, you can be sure he's going to make a beeline for it. They say, ugh, eggs! Maybe that's why the minhag is still to use eggs, so that the kids shouldn't eat it up. Or if you have a teenage son in the house, forget it. Came home from Yeshiva Gedola. I'm starving!
An egg, normal to eat at room temperature.
Right, that's
but
why.
I'm saying with fish and meat, even if you have a refrigerator, I'm saying not because it's cold, those things don't really have.
You mean it's not real? But yeah, but once it's right, you're right, but once it's right to eat, we don't care about that. So you're saying maybe it's not ideal. Okay. I will dover shen dakal ochel on my paz, but if it's not something that would be normally eaten, like a dessert, like you want to use for Erev Tavshil in fruit cocktail. What?
Jello.
Jello is not a cooked dish. It has to be something you cook. Oh, you do cook jello, yeah. Fruit cocktail might not be, right. Shira Tavshil Kazayas Papas Kibetza. Okay. Viech Lahadar Acharmona Yof. It should be nice. It shouldn't be junk. You shouldn't use the scraps. L'chvoid HaMitzvah V'kam HaPas Yeh Sholem V'nich B'Shabbos Alech HaMishnah. That's minute. You did one mitzvah with it.
It sounds pretty clear, like saying you should eat it on
Shabbat.
I mean, I was saying it's ideal. You say, yeah,
it's not ideal in the mitzvah of Erev Tavshil, and it's ideal in the sense of this concept. You do a mitzvah with something, so let it always be used for a mitzvah, and finally you consume it in that context for a mitzvah. But it's not an ideal. It's not a din. It's not ideal for the mitzvah of Erev Tavshil. In Erev Tavshil and Moyel, the Lahatul Las was called Tzorcha Shabbos Beyom Tevori Yom Gadol. That's what we said 2 days ago in the Dvar Halacha. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying that also to be matir to do when guests could still come and use it on Friday. Dainu Sheishis Beyom, and then it'll be fully cooked. Shemoyim is Damnul Yorchim, if guests would come that didn't eat yet. So they could be oichlem benenim b'yoyim kaidim ben hashmoshos, right? Mimelachtoi. I'm Shasa b'yomtiv. Aval menshus b'yom l'horos b'melachto. But if there's no time on Friday, you can't make an erev tafshilin. And the Mishabura paskins b'di'evit you could, or b'di'evit it's good. But that's Rav Chista shita, and you can be soymich Rav Chista. What? You have to do it early enough that people could theoretically eat from it on Friday.
Do the preparation, not the erev.
No.
The preparations.
The preparations. I'm cooking a steak. The steak should be cooked. Not. It shouldn't go into Shabbos. It should be cooked. No. It should be cooked mid yom on Friday afternoon, so that if guests come on Friday, they'll have what to eat it. That, because according to that sheet, that the Heter Verif Tashilin is theologically based on that.
What about Rav mentioned it could be for non-food?
I'm sorry.
It could be for non-food preparation.
That's it's a machlokes, and we could be make of a shas hatchak. If Matt forgot to roll up, Matt wants to roll up the Sefer Torah for tomorrow.
Can you do that?
You could.
Not until Shkia. I mean, you don't have this idea of holy. I'm saying that.
I guess so. The truth is, the best thing would be to roll it and to read from it. If you psukim and learn from it, then you don't need the Erev Tafshilin at all, because then your usage is on Friday. If your usage is on Friday, you don't have you don't need Erev Tafshilin. So if you're rolling it on Friday,
setting a table,
setting a table, so we paskin is mutter with the Erev Tafshilin. That's the Mishnah Berurah's point.
Can you do that? I'm not.
You mean late in the day? Yeah, again, for the with the same rationale, because it's not a malacha. It's not a malacha. Okay. L'chei noigin k'shechol yontem erev Shabbos, they would daven ma'ariv early. Why? Why would they daven ma'ariv early? K'day, she's reason the ma'ariv ligmar ha'kol golden shom v'nusul yom v'shabbos. Yes, so. But tafshilin shem.
Then you're for sure done.
Then you're for sure done early. Oh, I mean, to make sure people finish early, they would make early Shabbos. To make sure that people finish early. But tafshilin shem atmin on the Shabbos, if you're insulating food, tzrichal atmin b'rem godol, or else it's osur, because atmon is osur. She is bashlu kaidin ben ashmashu zachalapoga shlish bishul, and a third of it's being cooked. One third, right? That's the hut level of the last one. They have tafshilin only on Friday, not on Thursday. Not on Thursday and Friday. And you cannot cook or bake on Thursday, the covered Shabbos. Tzorich she'ei erev kayam, achshechem kol tzorichei Shabbos. The erev has to be in existence while you're making. You have to keep it away from the cats. It has to be in existence as long as till you're finished preparing for Shabbos. It never ever got lost. If it's just the bread, because the bread we just do for frumkeit reasons. But you don't really need a mikra adin. Mikra adin, you need the tafshil to cook.
Shabbos includes Friday night, Thursday night.
Yeah, the earlier you do it, the better.
No,
it's
to cook for Shabbos.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. If it got lost or eaten up, if there's a kezias left, it's fine. But if there's no kezias left, you talk, I have to stop cooking for Shabbos. Kilo lo erev klal. So what if someone that didn't make an erev too, if he didn't remember, he could only make the bare minimum for Shabbos. If he, one candle, I don't know. You'd have to do only the minimum. So there's rules how much you can do for him. Okay, stop here.